Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, September 7th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Leading off today, Peloton is reportedly set to introduce a higher-end bike as early as this week, and one of the key features will be deeper integration with Apple Watch. This integration between Peloton and Apple Watch will allow for one-tap Apple Watch connectivity and heart rate tracking, perhaps through a new GymKit Express platform from Apple. The new higher-end bike will reportedly be branded as the Bike Plus and cost more than the current $2,245 model. But in conjunction with the release of the Bike Plus, the existing bike will apparently get a price drop to less than $1,900, according to Bloomberg. Apple operates a GymKit platform that allows for one-tap connectivity between Apple Watch and gym equipment, but so far GymKit has struggled to gain mainstream adoption. Last year, Orange Theory Fitness announced Apple Watch integration for sharing heart rate between the Apple Watch and its fitness equipment, but this isn't done through the GymKit platform. Instead, Orange Theory offers an OT Beat Link accessory that works in conjunction with the Apple Watch to pair the equipment and the watch together. 9to5Mac has found evidence in iOS 14 of something called GymKit Express alongside assets for Peloton integration. Peloton's integration with Apple Watch could tap into this GymKit Express system and work similarly to Orange Theory's integration with Apple Watch, allowing for heart rate tracking between the bike and the watch. Regardless of how it ends up shaking out and what sort of branding Apple and Peloton use, there is certainly enough evidence to suggest that whatever Peloton announces as soon as this week could be notable for Apple Watch users. In other news, just a week after Apple terminated the App Store account used by Fortnite, Epic Games is asking a court to stop Apple's, quote, retaliation. Epic Games has filed for a preliminary injunction seeking to have Fortnite put back on the App Store and made available to iPhone and iPad users. In the filing, Epic says that it is likely to suffer irreparable harm if Fortnite is not available on the App Store, and that it is suffering far more harm than Apple by Fortnite not being available to iPhone and iPad users. The filing also again describes Apple as a monopolist that maintains its market power by explicitly prohibiting any competitive entry. Epic also says that Apple's actions against Fortnite should be perceived as a clear warning to other developers who might be considering legal challenges against Apple. Epic filed for the preliminary injunction in the United States District Court for the Northern District of California. The goal is to have Fortnite reinstated to the App Store while the legal battle between Apple and Epic continues. Apple has said that it would gladly welcome Fortnite back to the App Store if Epic removes the direct payment feature from the app. Epic has refused to do so, saying that complying with such a demand would be, quote, to collude with Apple to maintain their monopoly over in-app payments on iOS, end quote. You may remember that a judge has already decided that Apple has every right to terminate Epic's account for Fortnite on the App Store, but that it could not terminate any App Store account associated with the Unreal Engine. Epic now seeks to have Fortnite put back on the App Store through this preliminary injunction. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Get 10% off your first email campaign at directmailmac.com/9to5. If you're looking for a way to grow your business or stay in touch with fans and followers, take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing app for macOS. People love Direct Mail for Mac because it's built specifically for the Mac. Get your work done in half the time using all of the Mac technologies you've grown to love, such as drag and drop, integration with other apps, and more. There's no more waiting for a slow web page to load or fumbling with a browser. Direct Mail also has customizable templates that look great on all devices and helpful customer service staffed by real humans, not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9to5Mac daily listeners can save 10% off all Direct Mail full feature plans. Just head to directmailmac.com/9to5 and see how they can help your business grow. Rounding out today, Apple could announce the date for its iPhone 12 event as soon as this week, according to a new report from Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. At the event, Apple is expected to announce new Apple Watch hardware and offer details on the release schedule for iOS 14 and watchOS 7, alongside the new iPhone. Garmin's claim comes following a tweet from John Prosser, who said that Apple has a press release scheduled for Tuesday, September 8th at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. The tweet from Prosser does not make any specific claims about what Apple could announce in this press release, but he has previously claimed that Apple would announce a new iPad and Apple Watch in a press release during the week of September 7th. Garmin refutes the idea that Apple hardware is coming this week, and instead suggests that an announcement of the iPhone 12 event is more likely to take place on September 8th. In general, Apple announces and sends invites for an iPhone event roughly 2 weeks before the event is set to take place. So if Apple announces the iPhone 12 event on September 8th, that would mean the actual event could be held around September 22nd. Of course, we're using the term event very loosely here, since we expect the iPhone 12 announcement to be done via a pre-recorded video, much like WWDC. So if the iPhone 12 event is completely virtual, Apple doesn't necessarily have to give as much lead time as usual because members of the press don't need to travel to Cupertino. So Apple could announce the September event on September 8th and then hold it any day after that, even as soon as next week. Even if the iPhone 12 event is still held in September as usual, we already know that the iPhone 12 itself won't be released until October at the earliest. Alongside the iPhone 12, Apple is expected to announce new Apple Watch hardware, and other rumors have circulated suggesting a new iPad, new Apple TV, smaller HomePod, AirTags, and over-ear headphones. Whether or not Apple makes all of these announcements in September, or saves some for October, remains to be seen. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.